This time tomorrow, we'll visit with somebody who thinks that you should vote against that graduated income tax amendment on the ballot. This time tomorrow, we'll have somebody on who thinks you should not vote for the fair tax amendment, that it's not fair. Quentin Faulks joins us now. He is the chairman of the Vote Yes for Fairness. So let's start there, and then we'll hear the other side this time tomorrow. I'd like you to make a point to hear both segments, and for that matter, Friday, we'll ask them both to come on. But let's start with you today, Quentin. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on. I always look forward to the conversation.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming back on. Give me the short speech. What's the best argument for this graduated income tax amendment?
Look, in Illinois, we have a fiscal problem. The state simply cannot generate enough revenue. And our tax system is fundamentally unfair. Currently in the state of Illinois, everyone pays a flat rate of 4.95%. And this rate is forcing our essential workers, nurses, grocery store clerks, teachers to pay the same tax rate as millionaire and billionaire hedge fund managers. And the fair tax is one way for us to address this issue by asking those individuals who make more than $250,000 a year to step up and pay a little bit more, all at the same time while giving 97% of Illinoisans a tax cut. And the fair tax will generate an additional $3 billion annually, at least, in revenue that we can use towards funding our schools, paying down our structural deficit, which can also hopefully lower property taxes if we begin to fund education the way that Illinois should, the way that a majority of other states do. Yeah. And then lastly, simply updating Illinois' tax code to one that matches what a majority of other states and the federal government do.
So we'd get $3 billion more on 3% of the people, huh?
Yes. And so, well, it is 3% of the people. Yes, there are only 3% of people and small businesses in the state of Illinois, businesses that make either over $250,000 in income or, for businesses, $250,000 a year in profit.
How fair is that, though, to the businessman and woman who's struggling these days and they run their income through their business or their business income through their personal taxes? You're going to hit those people at $250,000? I mean, those are businesses we're talking about, and that's not getting rich at $250,000, is it?
Well, it's $250,000 a year in profit, and so those individual businesses, most often not, there are still 3% of them. Like, the number doesn't change, no matter how we want to talk about it or slice it and dice it. And so a majority of businesses in the state of Illinois file as S-Corps, LLCs, or pass-through entities.
Yep.
And so, say, for instance, you have a business and it's a coffee shop, for instance, and there are two owners, and that business makes $260,000 a year in profit. And they're two owners and both own 50% of the business. They don't both report $260,000 in income. They split it, and it is, $130,000 each. And so each of those individuals is also getting a tax cut. So the fair tax in no way is hurting small businesses. Yes, there are about 3 to 4% of small businesses in the state of Illinois that would be asked to pay a little bit more, or businesses in the state of Illinois, I should say, that would be asked to pay a little bit more under the fair tax. But we're not talking about, a huge burden on businesses or individual tax dollars.
Does it bother you that the rates are not predetermined? I know there's legislation waiting, but there's nothing to keep the legislature from creeping those brackets down, right?
Well, I would ask, what stops the legislature from changing the tax rates now? That is the point that our opponents have continued to try to make, to insinuate that this somehow gives the legislature the ability to raise taxes whenever they want.
It does. But I mean, maybe they haven't done it, but we do have a fiscal crisis. That's why we need this. And what's to keep them from saying, okay, we're going to make it $200,000 or $185,000 just because the fiscal crisis is so great?
The same thing that keeps them from raising taxes on individuals now, which is the fact that it's not politically savvy to do. And, I mean, honestly, that is the most brutish answer I can give to that question. But, again, my point is that nothing stops the legislature from going in and raising taxes now. The only difference is, if they did it now, is that they would be increasing the flat tax rate on everyone, where the fair tax system or graduated tax system allows higher rates for higher income earners and lower rates for lower income earners. So, again, nothing stops it, but also there's nothing that stops it now. There's no way to ensure that there won't be a vote for a tax increase at any time. So I don't understand why that is the main argument from the other side when it relates to the fair tax now.
The other side also says you're going to scare people off, that some of these wealthy people or businesses will cross a state line and either incorporate somewhere else or not live here any longer.
I mean, it's simply untrue. If you look at the fact of the matter, The fact of the matter is that the individuals who are leaving the state of Illinois are oftentimes low-income individuals, and most often than not, minorities. It's actually, there's been multiple studies written on it, and it's normally referred to as black flight, because these individuals are African-Americans who are leaving the state, and they're doing it because the property tax burden is so high, and there's no investment going into their communities. And so there's also no, you know, correlation or, you know, data that suggests that businesses leave or wealthy individuals leave when you have a graduated tax system. You can take California as a case study, for example. They have a tax rate of over 13.3%, and yet they have more millionaires and billionaires that live in the state of California than anywhere else.
Yeah,
so it's just simply not true.
Well, that may have something to do with it being California, but I think what worries our listeners more than anything is the fact that this makes retirement income vulnerable. It does that, too,
doesn't it? That is not true. It has not. The fair tax has nothing to do with taxing retirement income. Retirement income is exempt from taxation in the state of Illinois, and it would take legislation to change that. The governor has said that he would not sign it, and the General Assembly, everyone that I've spoken to, has said that they oppose it. And the point is that the fair tax absolutely has nothing to do with taxing retirement income. It is an entirely separate issue altogether. And in fact, the other side, opponents of the fair tax, brought a lawsuit against the ballot language around the fair tax, and it was thrown out on the basis that it has nothing to do with tax and retirement income, as they were trying to say, which is why they stepped away from that argument. It's simply not true, and it's a lie to deter voters from voting for the fair tax.
It seemed to me, let me just make sure I understand what you're saying, because if my income goes over $250,000 as a result of my retirement, investments, or income, if I'm retired and somehow my income is over $250,000, wouldn't that be taxed at the higher graduated rate now?
The retirement income is not factored in. Your retirement income is not taxed in the state of Illinois, and the fair tax does not change that. It does not calculate your retirement income or your pensions.
Karen wanted to say something. You're on WGN. Karen, thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Hi. He just made a comment that it was mostly African Americans that were moving out because of the property taxes and stuff. That is not true. I've lived in the same exact house, my childhood home, for 53 years. And in 2016, my taxes skyrocketed by $4,500. And I did not get a $4,500 raise that year, and I haven't since. So I am now working several different jobs trying to pay for this, and my house is about to be taken away. So I am trying to get out of here, and I am not African American. And a lot of people in my neighborhood are doing the same exact thing. The people that have lived in my neighborhood have been lifelong friends, and we all are having to move out of our homes, and we're picking a different state to live in.
Okay, hold on. Let's let him respond to that. Go ahead, Quentin.
So, one, first of all, I feel sorry, but it is not a lie that the majority of individuals who are leaving the state of Illinois aren't African American. So, that wasn't a comment to say only African Americans. There are, of course, other people leaving the state, but a majority of individuals fleeing the state of Illinois are African American. The data does not lie on that point. And then, second, I do understand the fact that there are, you know, individuals and people. Property taxes is the number one burden on individual tax filers and businesses. So in no way did I mean that African Americans were the only people facing high property tax values. That is something that is plaguing all taxpayers. And I do know that this is a problem, but this is also a problem that the fair tax is trying to address.
Yeah.
The reason property taxes are so high in the state of Illinois is because the state of Illinois funds education at a rate of around 25%, where the national average is 50%. That burden of funding education is falling on taxpayers, property taxpayers, which is why property taxes are so high. We need more revenue to put into the education system so that we can alleviate these property tax burdens on
everyone. Is the money earmarked, Quentin? I think that was Kevin's question on line two. Where's the money going to go?
Look, I think that I can't speak to that. The money is not earmarked. I've not seen anything that says that the money is earmarked. I don't want to lie to your listeners.
Was that a mistake with the ballot? It should. What if the money? What if the ballot said that if we do this, the money will go to pay down the debt or to shore up the pensions instead of them frittering it away or playing the shell game they did, like they did with the lottery money and education?
Look, I don't think it's a mistake. And one, I know that there's a lot of, you know, legalities when you get into earmarking money and things along that nature. And so I'm not really sure on the legal, you know, side of what could be done. But I don't think it's a mistake. Look, at the end of the day, Illinois had a financial situation that was already extremely dire before COVID. And the steps that have had to be taken because of COVID have only exacerbated it. And so, honestly, you know, my organization has never tried to say that the fair tax is going to fix all the problems in the state of Illinois in one fell swoop. But just because it doesn't fix all the problems that we have in 1 year doesn't mean that we should just sit on our hands and continue to do nothing. We have to do something.
The problem you have that you can't fix is that people don't trust the people in Springfield, even if they think that the rich should pay more and 5% is low. In Minnesota, they pay 10% on the last dollar. They have a surplus and they've got beautiful parks. So there's something to be said about a graduated income tax at the state level. It can be a beneficial thing. Problem is people don't trust Mike Madigan or the politicians in Springfield to be smart or fair about it. That's, I think, what you're up against, Quentin, and I know you can't fix that. I want to put Rich on the air. Rich, you're on WGN. What was your question, Rich? You're on.
Well, my question, my comment is that I'm a laborer and collecting a small pension, and my pension does go on and get taxed at the end of the year on my regular salary that I'm working in a different industry.
Okay, so Quentin, I guess that's just an example of how the people's retirement does get taxed. Quentin, can you respond to that?
I mean, my response is what I said before, is that retirement tax is not taxed for, it's hard to answer kind of questions from, you know, one-off audience members without understanding the full complexity of their taxes or how they're filing things. But the fair tax does not tax retirement income. And as a matter of fact, the state of Illinois does not tax retirement income.
Rich, thanks for the phone call. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have your opposition on, Quentin. And then on Friday, we'll invite the two of you to have one last knockdown drag out on this. What's your prediction on how this is going to go, Quentin, folks?
Look, I think it's going to be tight. We're working, you know, tooth and nail all the way to the finish to make sure that we continue to push back against the claims that aren't true around the fair tax. A number that we've discussed on this call today, the retirement tax is one of them. But also, you know, we have the responsibility of educating voters all the way through so that they know what the individual rates are and so that they know how the fair tax will affect them. There are multiple resources, a lot on our website. If you want to visit www.voteyesforfairness.com, there's a fair tax calculator that shows you if you plug in, you know, the number of dependents that you claim, your income, it will show you how much you're going to save under the fair tax. But, you know, to answer your question, we're doing everything we can down the stretch to continue to communicate with voters and not taking anything for granted. We believe that it's going to be a close race, a tight race, and we hope that we're doing everything we can down the stretch to get it over the finish line.
The chairman of Vote Yes for Fairness, Quentin Folks. Okay, Quentin, we'll look for you on Friday, your opponent, if you will, tomorrow at this time. But I sure appreciate your time and thoughts today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Well done, sir.